Well, there's an intriguing political battle underway in this election in Tasmania, highlighted by the fact that Scott Morrison, Bill Shorten, Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson were all out on the hustings in the Upper Lyell yesterday, a sure sign that seats in both the lower and upper house are up for grabs.
That's the difference between the two targets, OK?
We will file this report under P for propaganda.
There's thousands of jobs here in Tasmania that are affected by this.
The only way Tasmania has a really significant part in the energy future of Australia is under an ambitious renewable energy target policy.
I never said anything that it was a conspiracy, and that's been blown completely out of proportion by the media.
Well, who's the Prime Minister is not important, but I could be the Prime Minister or someone else could be.
I've been down here numerous times and I think jobs here in the state is very important.
Is ScoMo good? Is Shorten good? Well, I want to thank Bill Shorten for giving us his number two preference in Franklin and Clark.
It's a long way. Maybe you're feeling it's a long way still to election day, just 2 weeks away, in fact. Tasmania's already had plenty of tension from the major leaders of the major parties. And now we're going to have a little closer look at the Senate race. We're joined by two candidates, Nick McKim. He's one of two sitting Green senators for Tasmania. He's up for election. And he joins us from Hobart. Craig Garland is a fisherman and independent Senate candidate. He's at Doge's Ferry this morning out of Hobart. Nick McKim, Craig Garland, welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Fran.
Nick McKim, there are six Senate seats in Tasmania up for grabs. The major parties are certain to win at least two of them each. You just squeaked in last time. The pollsters rate you a good chance of winning the fifth seat. Are you confident?
Well, you're right, Fran. We only squeaked in last time. We held our seat by 141 votes from Pauline Hanson's One Nation. And I can assure you there's nothing like a result like that to focus your mind on running the best possible campaign. But look, I've spoken to a lot of people, listened to a lot of people recently in Tasmania. I've no doubt that this is a climate change election down here and, for that matter, around the rest of the country. People are deeply concerned about it. We've seen terrible fires down here in Tasmania over the summer. There are social costs, environmental costs and economic costs. We've got vineyards that won't get a vintage this year because of smoke taint of the grapes. We've lost heaps of large areas of leatherwood trees, which provide for our leatherwood honey industry. And people understand now that climate change is real and it will have a day-to-day effect on their lives.
Okay, Craig Garland, if you end up in Canberra after the election, it would have to be probably by beating Jackie Lambie or one of the major parties for that last Senate seat. Apart from standing up for recreational commercial fishing interests, what do you offer Tasmanians that Jackie Lambie can't? Because you won more than 10% of the vote in the Braddon by-election last year, but this is not a by-election in the Northwest. You'd be you're running to represent the whole of Tasmania.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know what difference I'll as far as Jackie goes, I've just got a bit more experience in the fishing industry side of things and our waterways and climate change. I've seen it unfolding over the last 30 years. We've got all these northern species that have come down and now they're breeding in our waters here. So it's been happening and evolving over the last 25, 30 years. So I'll bring a bit of, skin in the game, so to speak.
Is that your pitch to Tasmanian, that you're representing the fishing industry in particular in terms of the impacts of climate change or something broader?
Oh, something much broader, you know.
Okay. Give it to us.
Well, you know, I've plodded around in the bush my whole life. I've worked on farms and had good relationships with those people and have a bit of an understanding where they're coming from. And as far as the environment goes, well, the waterways, that encompasses everything, you know, like your surfers, your fishermen, those that just care about the environment and what have you. So, I'll give them all a voice. And, in the Senate, you'll have to review whatever comes along. So I'll have to get up to speed with whatever is thrown at me, but that won't be hard if I've got good people around me. And I've also got a reasonable relationship with the other parties, the Greens and Labor and what have you. So, you know, a collaborative approach, which has probably been a bit sadly lacking in the past.
Nick McKim, in terms of issues you talked about, climate change, the Prime Minister made quite a play in Tasmania's rural and regional heartland yesterday. There was a promise of cheap loans for new farmers and $500 million of concessional loans to, quote, unlock the potential of the forest industry. So the Prime Minister obviously thinks that those issues are vote shifters in Tasmania.
I've got no doubt that he does. And we've also seen Labor in the last 48 hours throw a bit of a carbon bomb into the campaign down here by suggesting that they no longer support any new forest reserves. And those that people may remember, the Tasmanian Forest Agreement, which was an agreement between the environment groups, the timber industry and unions, which required over 500,000 hectares of forest to be put into reserves. And there's about 350,000 hectares of, you know, beautiful carbon-rich, biodiverse, spectacular old-growth forest that now looks like both the Labor and Liberal parties want to put on the chopping block for the logging industry. So, yep, I've got no doubt the major parties will pitch to the timber industry, as they continually do. We'll be standing up to look after our forests, the Tarkine, the Blue Tier, beautiful, spectacular forests right around Tasmania, and protect them for future generations.
Craig Garland, do you see the forest as being a major issue yet again in this Tasmanian election?
Oh, my word. They roll it out all the time. And you know, I'm a bit sick of this. There's been a fella that got paid out of a native forest of old growth, went into plantation, went back out of that, went back into old growth again. He still hasn't paid his worker his 3 years of super. You know, the workers are the ones that are being left out in all this. The money goes to the big end of town. You know, and they're treating us like a mendicant state down here. And we're sick of it. You know, as if we need corporations to throw us a handful of jobs so they can do over our bush, and then displace the workers, lose the bush, and then fund them for the privilege. So, you know, I've just had a gutful of that.
We heard Pauline Hanson earlier there in that mash-up. She was talking about jobs being the issue, and I'm sure it is, as Tassie, as it is in most places. I am interested, though, in the support you have, Craig, because yesterday you were under attack on social media from the Shooters and Fishers Party, who I think supported you, if I'm correct, in the last by-election, and now they're accusing you of being a militant extremist. What's going on?
That's not bad, is it? You know what I find amusing? Last year with our salmon farm issues, the Shooters and Fishers were standing right there with me and the Greens. And now suddenly they're trying to get a bit of political one-upmanship and by trying to bring me down. They're playing the same political game that the major parties have played since day dot, trying to raise your own vote by reducing the credibility of somebody else. You know, and I'm very disappointed in that. Very, very disappointed.
And Nick McKim, Clive Palmer and Pauline Hanson were both down in Tasmania yesterday. How do you see the lay of the land in terms of minor parties? Because any one of these, of course, could change the diagram and could end up putting pressure on you. Do you believe that One Nation is a serious force in Tasmania? Is Clive Palmer going to make a run and make an impact in Tasmania?
Well, Fran, there's an absolute calamity of right-wing parties running in the Senate down here. I think they'll cannibalise each other's vote to a large degree. Look, I'm not in the process of making election predictions. Ultimately, in a democracy, we'll find out in what, just over 2 weeks now, and it's in the hands of the voters where it should be. In a democracy, we're just focusing on the things that we can control, standing up for the environment, standing up for strong action on climate change, pointing out the differences between us and the major parties on things like the Adani coal mine, on forests, on fracking. The issue that Craig mentioned earlier around fish farm expansion, we're facing, you know, a massive expansion of industrial fish farming in Tasmania. Communities haven't been consulted. They haven't got the environmental science right. You know, we need to look after the things that actually make Tasmania special, because that's where our future is as an island.
Okay.
Yep.
Nick McKim, Craig Carlin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks, Fran.
Thanks, Fran.
2 weeks to go in this election campaign, and there is a battle royale going on for Senate spots and lower house seats in Tasmania. Nick McKim is currently the Green Senator for Tasmania. He's up for re-election on the 18th of May. As he confirmed, he squeaked in last time. Craig Garland is a fisherman from northwest Tasmania and made a bit of a splash in the by-election last year, hoping to win that final sixth Senate seat in Tasmania as an independent. But that's a crowded field too. We did invite independent candidate Jackie Lambie to speak with us today. We also invited Liberal Senator Richard Colbeck. They were unavailable. We will return to Tassie later in the campaign. You're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 8 minutes to 8.